This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It is the number one paid tourist attraction here in Michigan, the Detroit Zoo, drawing more than 1 million visitors each and every year. The zoo first opened its doors in 1883, but its mission has evolved tremendously since those early days, shifting from animal care to animal welfare. In fact, the Detroit Zoo is a leader in animal conservation and welfare, and that's largely in part because of the zoo's executive director, Ron Kagan. I recently spoke with Kagan and asked him, as he goes to work every single day, what's his personal mission?
Well, certainly the stated mission is celebrating and saving wildlife, and I think we take that very seriously. Part of our job is saving literally the animals that live here, but also it's to try to help save animals and their homes in the wild. And so I think we approach, all of us here approach our work feeling a lot of pride and a lot of joy, but also, frankly, feeling some heavy responsibility because it is squarely on our shoulders to make a difference.
And maybe to make a decision that maybe at first blush someone might say, why did they do that? For example, when you gave up the elephants on ethical grounds in 2005, you made some major headlines.
You know, it actually is amazing in life. Common sense generally is a great thing to embrace. And we have been struggling, as had many, many other zoos, for decades with elephant welfare issues. And we just said, look, we have to talk to our community about this so that this can't be a secret any longer. And B, we've got to find a way that either dramatically improves their situation, or we just need to stop doing it. I mean, mm-hmm. We can't do everything. Nobody can. And in the end, obviously, that was the decision we made. And when we talked to Metro Detroit, we found a wonderful understanding after a very short conversation explaining the challenges. The public said, well, we expect a great zoo is going to have elephants and lions and tigers, but if the elephants can't thrive, you certainly wouldn't and shouldn't knowingly continue to keep them. And we said, yeah, that's what we think too. It's interesting to note that the Toronto Zoo just sent their elephants to the sanctuary that we sent ours to some 7 or 8 years ago. So, there certainly are some other zoos that are also facing similar situations and in some cases taking the same action.
I'm speaking with Ron Kagan, the executive director and the chief executive officer of the Detroit Zoo, which is really a zoo that's become a leader in animal conservation and welfare. And your species survival plans are very important in that. Tell us how you're saving endangered species with these efforts.
Well, it's a terrific collaborative effort among the accredited zoos in the U.S. There are about 220 accredited zoos and aquariums. We are one of them. We work with all of the others. And so rather than thinking about animals as objects and possessive and ownership and things like that, we basically think about what's best for the population and for the individual animals, and especially those that are endangered. So the breeding programs are done in a cooperative way. Animals are moved to different places to make sure that the genetics of any population are healthy. The hope, of course, is with many of them to be able to ultimately release back into the wild when areas are safe. And there have been some species where that has indeed occurred.
You know, around the recent headlines surrounding the Detroit Institute of Arts in connection with the Detroit bankruptcy filing, I'm guessing brings back some memories of dark days for the zoo, because it was early 2006 when Detroit City Council voted to shut down the zoo as part of its budget cuts. That was a real close brush with death, wasn't it?
Well, fortunately, the region and the community didn't need to be asked more than once about whether the zoo is worth keeping. And the zoo should be a regional asset, and if it's a regional asset, it requires everybody to pitch in. The current situation with the city obviously is challenging for many. We still don't know for sure exactly how or if this will impact us. The city owns the property. And technically owns the animals, but the animals are really a liability. They're not a financial asset. It doesn't seem to be a way for the city to monetize the zoo, so I doubt very much that there is any significant threat to the viability of the zoo because of the bankruptcy.
Ron Kagan, it's always a pleasure to talk with you.
You too. Thanks so much.
Ron Kagan is Executive Director and Chief Executive Officer of the Detroit Zoo.